Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Love this man. Love talking football with this man. We've been doing it for years. No Super Bowl experience would ever be complete without a visit with Brian Billick. You are always a smarter football fan after you listen to this man.
Yeah.
He joins us on the Hooters Hot Seat.
Why do I always feel like I'm being set up?
No!
I don't think you get enough credit for winning a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer.
Well, some people say that Trent Dilfer doesn't get enough credit for winning a Super Bowl with Brian Billick, so it kind of cuts both ways.
That's just a shot on my buddy. You know, you know how that is, right?
Absolutely.
You got to take a few shots.
Absolutely.
How are you?
I am doing great.
Yeah?
That's good.
That's awesome.
Can't complain with the weather down here. That's really good.
You know, let's start right there, because we were just talking about Mahomes. And, you know, in Denver, kind of facing that realization that, you know, Mahomes is here and he's not going anywhere for like the next decade or so. How do the Broncos go about constructing a roster knowing that they're going to be going up against the Chiefs twice a year? Should they build their roster with him and them in mind, or ignore him?
That's very, very real, because a lot of people don't think about the fact, you're out to win, you're going to try to go to the Super Bowl, but now, okay, I got to get out of my division. I can't just count on being the wild card and hoping that I can get hot in the playoffs. With that in mind, yes, they're going to stay this way for a while. Patrick Mahomes, I've long said, if I were going to come back into coaching, which I'm not, because they're looking for young and cheap, and I'm neither. But if I were, I would do something like San Francisco, going, look, everybody's gotten smaller. Mm-hmm. Used to be 60% base, 40% nickel. Then it became 40% nickel, 60% base. I've talked to defensive coordinators, say they're in base defense less than 20% of the time now. Teams have gotten faster, smaller, because the game has spread out a little bit. Well, what does San Francisco do? They've gotten big. They're going to go downhill at you. You got to love that.
Yeah.
Just from the standpoint of, we're going to be the aberration that you play in the NFL, because while you've gotten smaller, we're going to come up and just shove it down your throat. We're going to play good defense. Now, you got to build it that way. They got 5 first round draft picks on that defensive line, but get bigger and more physical, because to think that you're going to keep up in a track meet without offense in Kansas City may be a little unrealistic.
Yeah, and that defense is outstanding. I had an opportunity to call several San Francisco games, and they can rush 5 first rounders. I mean, they can rotate 5 first rounders. But let me ask you this: San Francisco loves to play that kind of matchup zone, that three zone. How does that play against a Kansas City team that loves to be in a RPO system, that they probably run more RPOs than anybody else in football? How does that match up in your mind from a coaching standpoint? How does that fit?
It can. Everybody said, well, you can't play zone against Kansas City. I don't know that that's the case. You got to at least try.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can match up. Now, man to man, you think about it, it's real simple. You follow the numbers. They got 5 guys, you got 7 defenders, if you're going to have a 4-man rush. So I double Hill, I double Kelsey, but now you're one-on-one with Watkins and Hardman and Robinson, and can you hold up that way? A lot of people would say, okay, we'll put our best guy on Watkins. And because I can put 2 guys on these other, and those 2 can maybe match up. But then the zones, the key with the zones is the 4-man rush has to get home, but not necessarily sack, because otherwise you're going to see him do what he did in the championship game. If you don't coordinate the 4-man rush and Bosa's upfield and the tackle's too far inside, you leave that alley for Pat Mahomes. He's going to take it and run.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you want a mush rush. With 4 or 5 guys, make him stay in the pocket where he can still be pretty good. And now, okay, maybe they complete the passes in zone, but like the team I had in 2000, this team tackles very well in the open field. Minimize the big gains. And if Kansas City, which they are capable of doing, can go 10, 12, 13, 14 play drive and score, or maybe bog down in the red zone, and now they only come away with 3, and now you can pound away with your offense, that's not a bad formula. Because if you try to match up man across the board, he's going to get outside, Tariq Hill's going to be down the field, or you're not going to match up with Kelsey, and they're going to get those huge chunks. So San Francisco wins in the tight margins. Make this a tight margin game, even if that margin says, okay, Kansas City, we admit you're going to score, hopefully 3, not 7, but we're going to make you do it in 8, 10, 12th place.
You know, it's interesting because I always look at it from the standpoint of, all right, you know, I'm versed in that offense. I played in that offense. I won Super Bowls in that offense, right? I sit in Mike Shanahan's office all the time, and we watch film together, and he's a freak show because that dude he didn't love anything but football. Right. I mean, I love Mike, and he has been such a great mentor to me. But, you know, you think about the average game, what, 11, 12 possessions, right?
Right.
We're going to squeeze them down to 8 possessions. We got a chance. Well, you know, Kansas City, if as dynamic as they are, they score on 7 of the 8 possessions. What does it matter?
Right.
And that's where Andy Reid is with this offense.
Right. And it's hard to argue. But by the same token, the physicality of that defense and what they can do. And, again, all you need for them to do is blink. Now, at the end of the day, maybe they're just that much better. Okay? And at the end of the day, no, you can't beat them. 9 times out of 10. But that one time out of 10, where like we saw, I mean, they threw the ball 8 times in the championship game. Who'd have thought? And Green Bay was not bad now. Green Bay's defense is probably about on a par. You could go man for man and kind of see with Kansas City. Kansas City's playing better than they did, but they're still not a top-tier defense. They're playing better. Correct. Spagnuolo's done a good job. So from that standpoint, they'll match up pretty good with this running game. And then the play action and the Kittle in behind and the like. So, you know, I don't need to beat them 10 times. I just need to beat them once. And if that right formula and now you get that turnover, something freaky happens with special teams. San Francisco can do it. Now, am I betting on it? My trick during Radio Row is simple. Half the radio stations, I say Kansas City is going to win. The other half. And so half the country thinks I know what I'm talking about when we get through this. But, yeah, can San Francisco do it? Yeah. Are they? If I were betting the house on it, I don't know. The Kansas City offense is pretty diverse.
Busy with Brian Billick. I want to ask you about the dynamics of a coaching staff, especially a veteran coaching staff. We've seen Vic Fangio in Denver really put his stamp on the staff after a year. In as Pat Shurmur as the offensive coordinator, in as Mike Shula as the quarterback's coach, Mike Munchak already here as the offensive line coach. For a team that is getting younger and younger and will be turning to a young quarterback full-time in Drew Lock, what does having all that experience mean?
It helps. I mean, people don't realize going in your first year how difficult it really is to put together the staff you want. Because a lot of it is, well, who's available? And where am I going to get them from? The team I'm coming from, I can only take so many guys. The guys that I've planned on having for a long time, maybe they're in contract with someone else. And that dynamic has changed a little bit, but it really isn't until the second, third year that you really get the staff that you want together. And this is an experienced staff. And that's what those young players are going to have to lean on to know that, okay, we got to follow their lead. These guys know what they're talking about. And more importantly, they have that shared vision. They're going to be doing in conjunction, offense, defense together, what Vic wants. And that can be a positive. Now, obviously, can the young quarterback step up and be at and develop and make that jump in the second year? Like we've seen so many quarterbacks, we'll find out.
How difficult is it, real quick, in 30 seconds or so, Drew Lock, 4 different coordinators at Missouri, now his second coordinator in the NFL in his second year. 6 coordinators in 6 years. How difficult is that for a young player?
It is very difficult, because particularly it depends what they're going to ask him to do. You can't change. If he's had 6 different opinions about where his arm position should be, how he should cradle the ball when he comes back. Football is football. Reads are reads. That doesn't change. Your 3-level throw is a 3-level throw. But the mechanics of what they're asking him to do and the right voice in his ear and him trusting it, that's going to take a while. So it does take a while for him to know, okay, I can trust this guy, and he's going to be here. So, yeah, that is a tough transition for a young player.
You're working with the folks at Roman?
Yeah, I've been with them for a while now. It's been fun to watch the awareness of Roman at getroman.com/Shalareth.
Yeah.
We got a lot going on,
that's
man.
That's tough.
I mean, half the guys over 40 haven't been to a doctor in a year. And when you do make the doctor's appointment, it takes a month to be able to get online in the privacy of your own home, talk to U.S. licensed physicians on a wide variety of things. It can be ED, hair loss, cold sores, whatever. And here's the most important thing, the access to the right pharmaceuticals that we all have to take. 80% of the pharmaceuticals out on the market are counterfeit. That's scary stuff. So when you have the confidence of the U.S. licensed physician, you know everything's guaranteed through GetRoman.com, in the confidentially out of your own home, getting things taken care of that you need to get taken care of. It's a great resource.
Go to GetRoman.com/coach.
And you know, isn't it amazing,
check
too?
For your first free visit.
Right, with us as guys. Like, if it wasn't for my wife, if I was single, I'd be dead.
Right.
My wife makes me do the things that I don't want to do, and God bless her, because I wouldn't take care of myself.
No,
I know
it's
that.
It's too serious. And to be able to have, you're right, if nothing else, your wife will get you on GetRoman.com. Yeah. Because it really is a heck of a resource.
Yeah. Except for all the lifting. I mean, look at the... Look at,
no, he still looks pumped.
That's all vanity. That's all ego. That's not his wife.
Tell you what, I look the part. If you hit me, I'd crumble like a piece of peanut brittle.
You know, I've become addicted to swimming.
Have you really?
Now, I'm 65 years old, so eventually you're going to get there where... You know, stuff's falling off, and you just, you know, what the heck happened to me? But I've become addicted. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Really?
Full body motion, arms over the head. It's fabulous.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I didn't think so either.
I would rather put up 350. Man. Thank you, Brian. Brian Billick, join us. Always a smarter football fan when you listen to Brian Billick. He joins us on the Hooters Hot Seat live from Miami. All right, we have a lot more coming up. We've got a busy 8 o'clock hour with all kinds of guests from Jeff Garcia to Chris Myers to a teammate of yours on that 91 Redskins team that won a Super Bowl, Brian Mitchell. But up next, there is a big press conference coming up later today, and I'm going to do my best to get the question asked that Denver wants answered. We'll do a preview of that coming up next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.